I'd like to gift something to Sam this morning, but I'm hoping this
it's bromance time.
I think this is the kind of thing that you would like and appreciate, but I don't want it to creep you out either.
Is this from mom and dad's house?
This is something from my dad's house.
Of course.
And I don't know really, it's actually potentially one of the grandparents.
Well, you've given me a traffic light, and you've given me a stuffed, was it a fish. Trout or a bass?
Bass, the one my mom's first bass.
And stuffed bass, yeah.
Yeah, right.
All things that you liked.
Yeah.
All things for your patio.
They're both on the patio.
Right, okay, so Murphy, bring it. Of course it's from his parents' house. I was going to say, we're not going to give you anything from our house.
I don't know. I thought of Sam because I was going to donate these.
No.
It's actually, it is an American flag.
Oh!
But it's from, I don't know which grandfather's casket it was from. And that's the part of me, and I hope it doesn't creep you out, because this was... this was a draped flag.
You sure you want to give that up?
Well, I have three of them. And here's the thing. I only had two grandfathers, so I don't know where the third flag came from. You know? they all came from, you know.
But they're all...
Wait, that's the mystery. Why would you have a third folded flag?
I don't know.
Wow.
I really don't know. I mean, I don't know if it was...
I'll gladly take it. Any American flag I'll take. It's just that's usually a... Can't figure out what grandpa's from, it's memento.
It is, but we don't have room for these anymore.
Always have room for an American flag.
We were either going to donate it to the VFW or some other. You know, say I googled the right way to actually donate a flag, but you're a flag fan too, so I just didn't know if you wanted it or not.
And look, we obviously have it to spare,
I don't really.
You're taking it or not?
Yeah, I mean the. We still have two left to commemorate our other grandfathers with.
You guys are killing me with the length of this.
The thing is, on my mantle, I have a flag in a case. It was my mom's dad's flag.
Okay.
Nice. My dad's flag my mom has.
Nice. Okay.
So I have her dad's flag.
Nice.
So I I'll take it. I'll get another.
You don't have to if it's weird.
I don't want it to go to.
All right, girls, please.
I don't want to turn down a flag.
Then take it, because we have three.
Okay.
And now we'll only have two that we've got to figure out.
Maybe this will be my special occasion flag.
Okay.
Jody's like, yeah, whatever. Just take it.
All right, coming up at 6:50, I've got three things to know to start your day.
And coming up next, my youngest son, Parker, known him for 18 years. He's an old soul, though, and I just discovered this. I'll tell you why. Don't know how you react when your kids are in the car with you and they say, hey, can we play my music?
We say yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's all share music.
I usually say yes because I want to hear what's going on.
Nice, Sam.
Not just being the parent who wants to hear what's going on. I just want to hear, oh, cool. Let me hear some cool new tunes.
Right.
So, you know, when Maddie has done this, it's usually Harry Styles or Taylor Swift.
Ah.
You know, usually Poppy. Jackson's always some weird kind of rap group I've never heard of.
Yeah.
Parker's never done it, but he did it to me this past weekend when I was driving him back to campus.
Yeah.
And so he takes my USB and he plugs it into his phone.
Sure.
This is the first song that popped up.
Parker.
Oh, really?
And
has Parker been hanging around Murph?
He's been listening to Yacht Rock.
For a second, I liked, like, is that your phone? And you're sure that's... He goes, yeah, I'm sorry. And he fast-forwarded over to the next song, which he really wanted to hear.
Okay.
And it was this song.
I've been through the desert on a horse.
Really? That's awesome.
You know what? And I love when young people have old souls musically. It's fun.
It is.
Because they tell you about stuff like you've never heard it.
That's the thing. They tell you, this is a group called America. And I'm like, really? And so it's like, I'm just blown. I didn't know what to say for about 30 seconds. Because it's like, this you don't expect.
Right.
What, from Parker? Is that because you don't expect that to be his taste at all?
This is
his
not
age.
Parker. Well, I didn't think it was Parker, you know, and I texted him. I said, because I was thinking, I want to share this with everybody, what song he played. And I couldn't remember whether it was Horse with No Name or this other America song. So when I texted him and asked, and he said, oh, yeah, it was Horse with No Name, but, you know, I like them both. They're really both good songs. And I was like, you know, that really surprised me that that's the kind of music you like, that soft stuff. He goes, hey, I like a lot of things. He says, I like that stuff, and I also like the new stuff, like Drake.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
I think a little cred in there.
I was just, I mean.
Yeah.
It's nice. Then you have a lot that you can share with him. This is a good thing.
Oh,
because you know, you can share some stuff with him that he's never heard that you can introduce him to.
What we did not have as kids is the kind of discovery that you have today, like with YouTube, for example. I mean, right. It's endless. You can capture and find any song ever recorded. Whereas before it was, if your parents didn't have it or wasn't on the radio.
You can find any song and you can make your own playlist with that song. So, Yacht
Yay,
Rock.
Parker.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Gain Flings Laundry Detergent.
Today's the day if you were a Frasier fan. Apparently the longest running character on television, because Frasier Crane, we all met first in Cheers.
In the 80s.
And then he had his own show for a very long time.
Throughout the 90s.
And then, knew you were going to give me the timeline. Murphy is our historian.
And now a new show in...
Now.
Today I'm spending time with my son, colleagues, and friends. For the first time in my life, I can say that Frasier Crane wants for nothing.
Oh, that's too bad. I had somebody that I wanted to set you up with.
I can be ready in 5 minutes.
Okay, so the Frasier reboot debuts today on Paramount Plus.
Isn't it kind of funny, of all the iconic TV characters in history?
I know.
He's the longest running one.
Psychiatrist, right.
Yeah.
They are bringing back some favorites. Not everyone's coming back, but he's the lead, and this is about him moving. It'll be set in Boston now, and they're going to be focusing on the relationship with his son, which is very cool, right? Mm. So he's the father figure here. Not that he wasn't the father figure before, but, you know, he lived with his father and all that.
He's back in Boston. I wonder if he'll go by Cheers,
right?
Even though Sam sold the place.
Yeah.
See, you're sucked in, aren't you? Streaming today on Paramount Plus.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
If you love tea, iced tea at a restaurant, here's why sometimes it tastes funky on the way. If you love iced tea when you go out to eat, which I do, if it arrives at the table and it tastes a little funny and you don't send it back, here's what you're not sending back. In other words, I know that a lot of people don't like to send things back to a kitchen. When my tea tastes funny, I'll ask for a different drink. I'll say, this tastes funny to me.
Funny how, though?
You've tasted funny tea, though, right? Tell me you know what I'm talking about.
I'm telling what the funny tea is. I mean, I know when you get to the bottom of the tea container, you get a lot of leaves and residue.
Yes. But in a restaurant, you've never had tea where you're like, this tea tastes funny. We've all been there, right, Murph?
Yes. Yeah, we have been there.
I have.
You're just agreeing with her.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking. I know that you had some tea that you sent back. Yeah. So I guess I put so much sweetener in mine that by that time I do that, I don't know.
Let me tell you the top three culprits of why your tea would taste funny in a restaurant. And if so, to me, it's okay to say it doesn't taste great. Can you bring me a Coke instead or something else? Number three, mineral buildup in their tap water. If they're filling up the tea thing before they make it with the tap water and there's a, you know, mineral situation, it can make the tea taste funny. It's not as likely, but it's possible.
Doesn't make it bad for you, though.
No. Yeah. No, you can drink it all day long and go, it tastes funny, but I'm not going to send
it back.
Well,
everybody needs their minerals.
Number two, equipment, restaurant equipment, the big things that hold the tea that haven't been washed often enough.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing that'll create a little paranoia, though. Once you put that in your head, you know.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to create, but I'm trying to tell you a true story. The number one, you know, our favorite restaurant where we go for lunch every week, they have the best tea. And this is to me, why. The number one reason your tea could taste funny in a restaurant is because with iced tea, bacteria buildup can happen quickly. And if they're selling it all before they make a new batch, like a restaurant that throws the tea out at the end of the day and makes a new batch in the morning, they always have great tasting tea. But if they're holding on to it until it all sells, it can taste funny. And when it tastes funny to you, you're drinking tea that's been sitting.
So maybe later in the day, don't order tea.
Or if it tastes funny, just be confident enough to send it back.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things you need to know today.
Powered by Tide.
Number one, President Joe Biden spoke to the nation yesterday, strongly stating that the U.S. stands with Israel in their war with Hamas. During his remarks, he said that 14 Americans did die in the attack, and that was confirmed, and then at least 20 were among the hostages. And he did say also just they released the statement that just hours after he made those remarks, the first plane loaded with U.S. ammunition landed in Israel for some support.
Okay.
Number two, Maybe you heard about Dorothy Hoffner, a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
The 104-year-old woman from Chicago who completed a tandem skydive. She always had wanted to do it. She broke a record as the world's oldest skydiver. And, well, she's passed away. She passed away on Monday. Nothing to do with the dive.
No.
Just she was 104 years old.
Yeah.
And she lived in a living center. Mm-hmm. Work is underway to make sure she's recognized as, you know, the world's
Guinness
oldest.
Book, yeah.
Right. And number three, maybe you knew this was online or maybe you didn't, streaming Amazon Prime Video's most watched documentary ever that debuted in September is called Kelsey.
Jason, you have no idea what you mean to this city.
He'll go out there and see everything on a football field, but he cannot find his keys if they're in his pocket.
It's about Jason Kelsey in the year leading up to the Super Bowl face-off with his brother. Maybe you've heard of him, Travis Kelsey. It's the most watched right now, but it did debut in September.
Three things to know today.
If it's new and you can eat it, Sam's found it. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by Kohl's.
Since this is National Pizza Month, I got some more pizza deals for you.
Yay.
Okay.
In fact, for Halloween, Papa Murphy's has their Jacko Pizza.
Oh, so cute.
Back.
Oh,
so
I love
cute.
That because the pepperoni makes the face
yeah,
of the pumpkin.
And
that's
the,
cute.
The olives make the eyes.
I love that.
Also, Aldi grocery store or supermarket, they have two Halloween pizzas. They have a pumpkin,
yeah.
But they also have a ghost, a little cute. Ghost that has the olive eyes.
Ghost
as well.
Peppers. Never mind.
Yeah.
That's funny, actually.
I think so, too.
I got to give you credit on that one. And Domino's has got a new deal going on. This is kind of funny. They're calling it the emergency pizza.
We've had those before.
Yeah, we have.
Okay, you order on Domino's online or a digital carryout, $7.99 or more, and they'll give you a coupon good for a free emergency pizza.
A free anytime?
Well, you got to use it like within the next 30 days.
Okay, last minute.
So what do they mean by emergency? It's just a
just
it's
what
a
Jody
joke.
Said, kind of. It's yeah, it's just
dinner,
a joke.
I burned dinner. Ha ha, I need an emergency pizza.
What's for dinner? Oh, I didn't plan anything. How about the emergency pizza?
The kids brought the friends home and I don't have enough food.
Okay.
Break out the emergency pizza.
Yeah.
Okay.
You understand, Murphy?
I get it now, yeah.
Should we keep acting these out?
I think we're pretty good.
Honey Baked Ham is adding ham and cheddar biscuits. And these are kind of cool because they're take and bake. They come in an order of 3 or 9. You take them home and throw them in the oven for a few minutes, and boom, there
you
go.
I bet they're good.
And it has a garlic, herb, butter, and sweet honey glaze sauce on top.
It's all about the sauce. Bless you, Murphy.
Red Robin, they've debuted a new barbecue burnt ends bacon burger.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's got the smoked burnt ends, cheddar cheese, peppercorn bacon, crispy onion straws, barbecue sauce, pickles and mayo.
Man.
All good except the peppercorn for me.
That's right.
I don't like biting into those things.
Makes him sneeze.
Maybe you'd like the smashed avocado and bacon burger. They have one of those too.
Oh, that sounds good, yes.
Yes.
And if you like to frequent Applebee's, you may already know this, but the Dollarita is back. Do I have to explain what that is?
No, but it really, that's the happy hour, right?
They said they've added triple sec this time in the Dollarita. It used to be just tequila and lime mix. So, and
goodness.
And it's also 2 extra ounces. 12 ounces for a buck.
Coming up, 3 things to know today, but next, what makes a scary movie especially scary for you? The number one movie at the box office right now is called Exorcist Believer. It is a sequel to the original Exorcist movie from 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
But for Exorcist purist, which that movie always comes in as the number one scariest movie on almost every list of horror movies. I've never seen it. I'm too scared of it. To be honest with you, I'm way too scared of it.
It's kind of funny because that's from the early 70s.
It is.
And all these movies we have since, and that's the scariest.
Here's why.
Wow.
I started reading about it from forums online and people who love the movie and love horror and why they say it stands up. It's because completely believable the way it's told. It's a very slow build.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that happens to this little girl and her mother watching in horror, it happens slowly, and it happens to you along with the mother, and you believe it.
Mm.
It's not, you know, frights and jumps and right off the bat.
There's no CGI.
It's like it's a psychological buildup is really
right,
what it is,
and it's
right?
horrific.
Yeah.
And so it has a lot to do with the patience of storytelling, why The Exorcist is so effective,
okay.
is what I came away with.
Okay.
And that music, too. Honestly,
yeah.
you hear that, and that's just spooky.
I know. Apparently, it was a horrible set to be on, if you read about Linda Blair and her experience
yeah.
on the set of that movie as that little girl. Well, anyway, so in reading that, you go down rabbit holes when you start reading about horror movies and things like that. And it's like, what makes a movie scary to you is different per person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people are, you're genetically wired to be more scared than normal or to laugh at scary, which is Sam. You often laugh at
yeah,
scary things.
Some scary things.
And a lot of times it has to do with where you are in your life when you watch something,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about the things that affect you. The first time you actually were scared as a kid, that kind of thing stays with you.
Right.
So The Exorcist Believer, which is currently playing, which is, you know, it's going to fall down to whatever in the box office because the Eras tour is coming.
Oh, yeah.
But if you did like the movie The Exorcist and it scared you, you should give it a chance. The purists just say it doesn't live up. But for them, nothing could.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider coming up next.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Gain Flings Laundry Detergent.
Based on the massive success of the Barbie movie, everybody likes Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling together.
Hey, Barbie. Can I come to your house tonight?
Wait, in real life?
Oh, no, on the screen.
Oh, okay.
Ryan Gosling is famously with Eva Mendes.
Yeah.
Remember that? Margot Robbie is also married. No. I'm talking about on the screen. This
uh-huh.
is the Hollywood Outsider, okay? Calm down. The word is they work together well, and they're set to star in another movie together.
Barbie 2?
No.
Oh.
A prequel. An Ocean's 11 prequel.
Man, they just won't give that up, will they?
Why not? Why would they? It's fabulous. Mm. But listen to this. Not a lot of details about the plot, but we know it's set in Monte Carlo, this prequel, and it'll take place in the early 60s.
Mm.
I'm buying that. Those
so
two in 60s, you know.
We've had 11, 12, and 13, so is this going to be 10?
I don't know. Maybe they won't call it any, but it's in that way, that epic love story slash adventure and fun and
uh-huh.
funny. Ocean's 11 prequel starring Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling. That's a big deal, and it is coming.
Are they planning on doing a Barbie sequel, too?
I'm considering the money it made. My money's on yes.
All right, coming up, we're going to crack open your emails.
Yes, from Instagram and Facebook as well, your comments. We've got costume ideas on the way and more diet tricks.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
We love hearing from you there. Let's start with a diet trick, a weight loss trick. We had dropped one on you this week that's trending about eating with your non-dominant hand.
Oh, yeah, to slow you down.
It would cause you to eat more mindfully. Sam, you said you were going to try it. Did you?
I haven't eaten anything with a utensil.
Oh, you've been eating pizza?
Just been using my hands.
No, okay. But I forgot last night, Jody, you made chili. We could have eaten with our left hands last night.
It
would have been fun.
I was too hungry. I couldn't do it. Yeah. Okay. So Mickey wants to say regarding weight loss tips, it takes you 17 chews of your food in your mouth before your brain realizes that you're chewing.
What?
So if you chew more slowly, I mean, that's I don't have scientific, you know, confirmation on that. But this is what Mickey says. So chew more slowly. You'll be eating at a slower rate and you'll fill up quicker.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I know it takes 3 chews to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop.
That's true.
I knew you were going to say something like that. By the way, eating with your non-dominant hand would not work for Mickey because Mickey says I'm ambidextrous.
Uh-huh. Yeah. See?
Good for you, though. That's kind of cool in life.
Well, you know.
Always thought that was a cool
thing. Here's an idea, Mickey. Put on a mitten and try and do it.
Oh.
Ooh. That would be really tough.
Messy. That would be so messy.
Yeah, I was going to say the dogs would eat more food than I would out of that bowl.
You know, there are tricks, but eventually, if you really want to lose weight, you have to bring in discipline. It has to be time to stop. It does. It's a hard. It's
the
hardest thing
really
in the world
does.
To do.
But the slow down part really is smart because
it is
you will start to fill up.
mindful.
Whether it's the 17 chews or whatever it is to take your brain and your stomach a chance to catch up with each other. When you wait, have you ever done that before where you're like, I've got to go get seconds, and then you sit and you're talking at the table.
And you're like, and oh,
you,
yeah, yeah.
And then you're fine. You don't need anything.
No. That's a good trick.
No, and the plate's empty. I got seconds.
Thank you for that, Mickey. That was an email to murphysamandjody.com. Also, from our Facebook page and Instagram, we posted a picture of us last year dressed up for Halloween. We asked, what should we be this year? Kimberly says, Donna and Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, the three of us. Mm. I want to be Donna. Who, you know, that'd be fun. Just saying.
Okay.
That leaves me and Murphy to be Taylor Swift and Kelce.
That'd be fun.
Be a coin flip right there.
Yeah, because both of you would want to be Taylor Swift. We love hearing from you. Keep it coming anytime on Instagram or Facebook.
Jody has three things to know today coming up next.
Three things you need to know today.
Brought to you by Tide.
Number one, that Powerball jackpot. Standing at $1.73 billion with a B.
It's time to play America's favorite.
That drawing is tonight. It's the second largest in history. The lump cash payment, nothing to sneeze at, $756 million.
Works for me.
What have past lottery winners done with their winnings? Some have been smart and invested with financial planners and bought their, you know, dream homes and given money to their families. Others have built a water park.
Yeah. I've seen the documentaries.
Some of them have blown their winnings in Atlantic City. It's crazy. Others have traveled the world. Number two, this is so sad. Mary Lou Retton, Olympic gold winning gymnast and girl we grew up with and loved.
America's sweetheart.
She is in ICU right now currently with a rare form of pneumonia. Her daughter has started a FundMe, drive for her online because Mary Lou doesn't have health insurance and it's the bills are racking up. She was the first American woman to win the all-around gold medal in the 84 Olympics. And number three, Toys R Us stores closed, remember?
Yeah.
But they're going to start popping up. They're opening in airports.
Oh, cool.
Slowly but surely in airports, and because they're returning to retail, and we'll see them next in cruise ships is the word.
Ooh.
Yes.
Three things to know today.
Murphy, I have a little surprise for you. I know you brought Sam a surprise.
It's surprise day. Okay.
You brought Sam from your parents' house. You guys are finally cleaning out the very last things in the home, and you'd found three folded American flags, and you've given one to Sam because he's a flag person. Mm-hmm. It's a really nice flag. while you were sorting some of that stuff, I guess last night you were out in your man cave office, and I was doing some stuff inside with the stuff you've brought from your parents' house, including all the matchbooks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Your dad collected matchbooks from probably the 60s and the 70s. I don't know how old some of these are, and it took me three big glass vases to put them all, like, displayed. It's three. I posted a picture. I'm sorry, four. I can't count. It's so many matchbooks. Anyway, what?
Where are you going to put these?
They're all together on a table in our family room.
Yeah, I don't know that that's the permanent thing. See what Jody doesn't know yet by putting them all in. And it's a really nice display, by the way. It looks really good.
Well, I know we're not getting rid of them, so I'm doing the best I can do.
Remember, Jody, he's setting you up with a compliment.
Yeah, and I have a surprise for you. Remember that?
Yeah. Well, and I had already sorted them in bags. That's fine. I can go back and.
They look so haphazard. They did not look sorted.
Yeah.
Sorted how?
Doesn't like matter bars? Now, does it?
They were just.
Hotel, they weren't.
You know, some of the classic ones from like really old ones separated from the newer ones. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's fine.
That'll give me something to do this weekend.
It looks beautiful.
Well, nothing like having to go back and redo that, huh, Murphy?
I'm sorry.
Time is of the essence.
Hey, when you leave stuff sitting around the house at my house, what happens to it?
I know.
I pick up stuff.
It gets unsorted.
It does.
It's no big deal. It's only 350 matchbooks.
Okay,
not a big deal.
Do you want my suggestion on this?
Sure.
Yeah, I would love your suggestion.
I thought you had a big giant one time.
I did.
Yeah.
I had one big one,
yeah.
And it's full, and I had three smaller ones to fill also.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have anything bigger in glass, and it's that many matchbooks.
All right.
So quickly, the surprise, after I messed up the matchbook,
I started
going through the marbles.
All the blue ones over here.
I poured all the marbles into a colander so I could wash them. There's more than marbles in that thing.
Oh, really?
There are all kinds of screws and some kind of old from 1950-something test that your dad took and kept. So I'm going to give this to you. You can examine it later.
Cool. Coming up, Jody has your Hollywood Outsider, and next, Sam has music news.
I'll let you know which artist is following in Taylor Swift's footsteps and re-recording all their old music.
Sam's got music news.
Powered by Sky Rizzy.
Well, we're only less than 2 weeks away now from Taylor Swift dropping her version of 1989 on us.
That's
coming out on the 27th.
Album.
Actually, I guess it's more than 2 weeks, but it's still this month.
Welcome to New York is on that one.
Of Taylor. Okay. There's another group, though, that's been inspired by what Taylor's doing, re-recording all her music, because they were in a, or they are in a Get Your Masters Back fight with the record company. So they said, you know what? We're going to do that, too. We're going to re-record some of our old songs.
Which is?
98 Degrees.
Would it be 98 Degrees' version? Well, that's
It'll be 99 Degrees.
Okay.
They're going to put out an album with five of their songs recut and then five new songs.
Okay.
So kind of like that.
That's nice. Yeah, okay. Good. Everybody can't be, you know.
Taylor Swift?
Right.
Okay. Well, hey, here's a reason. It's something new to do on Black Friday. Garth Brooks says that's going to be the opening day for his new bar in Nashville.
What's it called? The bar?
It's called Garth Brooks Friends in Low Places Bar and Honky Tonk.
Okay. It should be Low Places.
Yeah.
Has to be.
It's opening up November 24th, Black Friday. There's going to be a dive bar concert. Garth is doing that one.
Nice.
There's only one way to get tickets to this, though. You know, he just started that new channel on TuneIn, the streaming channel, a big 615 Nashville area code.
Got it.
If you go on there, you can win tickets.
I see.
Okay.
So
okay.
Come listen to my streaming channel, and I will give you free tickets.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of industry people there, too. I mean, because everybody's going to be calling Garth and Trisha and going, hey, can I come? Hey, can I come?
My aunt's in town for Thanksgiving. Can we get some tickets?
Right.
And Britney Spears has an idea. She wants to collaborate with Jay-Z on a song.
Good.
She wants Jay-Z to produce the song.
Good.
The issue may be the song they want to produce. The song is a Beyonce song called Daddy Lessons. With his gun and his head
held high, he told me not to cry. What does Beyonce think about this?
No one's responded yet. It's just, she did this on Instagram the other day. She said, so many people are doing remixes of her songs. I would like to do one of somebody else's song.
Yeah.
And then she danced around and went off camera.
Well,
so she's trying to get in touch with Jay-Z to do this with her.
It's a good idea. We'll see if that song is the one. Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Gain Flings Laundry Detergent.
Oh, Britney. Here we go. Britney Spears was pulled over by the California Highway Patrol. Did you hear this?
Uh-uh.
She was speeding and she didn't have her proof of insurance, and she was driving without a license. So her attorneys had to clarify that her license is valid. She just forgot it and left it at home. She was ticketed for both of these infractions, and she owes them $1,100. The funny thing about it is that if she, you know, doesn't want to pay it and wants to go to court, it'll have to be on the 24th of this month, the same day her memoir, The Woman in Me, is out. So she'll be in court that day if she wants to fight the ticket. You're
pennies
Britney.
To her.
I know it.
Just pay it
she
and be
probably
done.
Had that in her purse and not her proof of insurance or her driver's.
I didn't know she was still driving.
I didn't know she was ever driving.
Well, yeah.
And can you imagine pulling her over, what she had to say? All right, let's move on. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner. Boy, do I love Sophie. They have settled there for now. They came to an agreement on their custody arrangement for their two daughters.
Good.
It'll last them through the end of the year. So they'll get
while they're working on
they
a permanent
each
one.
Get 2 weeks at a time with their daughters between now and the end of the year. In fact, the girls will be with Sophie in the UK for Christmas. And then they have to get back into court and work. It's a temporary thing. They get back into court about it in January.
The permanent one's coming because winter's coming too.
It is.
I think Jody, we have unintentionally brought something rather dangerous into the studio this morning.
Again.
From my dad's house. You know, so remember 2 years ago, it's been a while since we started cleaning my dad and mom's house out. It was a bunch of mercury, which we were able to safely dispose of, by the way.
Yeah, except I brought it in. I'm like, hey, look, guys.
Well,
what's this?
It was fine until you spilled it, actually.
I didn't
remember?
Spill it.
Well, you dropped it, remember, and a few beads started rolling across the... Anyway.
But we're gonna drop it. It's very heavy.
It's been 2 years. We're all fine. But this one, you know,
think.
So, but apparently my dad had a little atomic energy kit.
But he had it underneath his marble collection. I started pouring the marbles into the sink to clean them, and this thing came rolling out.
It's only one piece. Sam and I were Googling it just now. It was made by the Gilbert Company. What was the name of the kit, Sam?
The Gilbert U-238 Atomic Energy Lab.
Right, exactly, which was fun for kids of all ages.
Yeah.
But I guess the fascination of atomic energy in the 50s,
of course.
What's crazy is the guy that created this kit, by the way, he was the inventor of the Erector set also.
Oh.
They say, but it says safe. I mean, it says all these are all like safe.
It says safe then.
Oh, actually, it's a piece of uranium-bearing ore inside.
Okay.
There were four of them, autunite, torbinite, uranianite. I don't know. I don't know how to say them, but kind of had a Geiger counter with it too.
Well, so if the Geiger counter worked, what does that mean?
I don't know. But, by the way, Radar Magazine dubbed the Atomic Energy Lab one of the 10 most dangerous toys of all time.
Of course.
And
recently,
your dad
had the whole lab?
2006.
Oh, okay.
Do you think your dad had the whole lab and this is all that was left?
I mean, I don't know why he would have had one piece of it.
Yeah.
But that's so weird. So, you know, this maybe is the kind of thing that needs to be
disposed of?
Else. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
it can't be that dangerous, right?
Throw it in the trash. What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah, I think we probably should reach out to somebody with a knowledge of science who can say whether...
There have been 10 things at least that we've needed to reach out to people that we found in your parents' home, remember?
Well, look, my parents used to go to a shoe store that had a live X-ray machine in it. They would stand on it, and you could actually see how big your bones were for the shoes. Think about that one for a minute, you know?
In case you're wondering, Murphy, it was $49.50. That's how much the kit cost.
In 1950?
That's a lot of money.